We spent a lot of 2019 at Digital Mortar with our heads down coding and testing some new product directions. Yeah, even I wrote a bit of code, though I'm really not supposed to. The upshot is that we're rolling out three new full product offerings this quarter. A queue management product focused on gamification and predictive management of lines. A traffic counting product designed as a plug-and-play replacement for existing solutions from companies like ShopperTrack and RetailNext with a lower cost and better enterprise analytics. And the product I'm probably most excited about, a merchandising display analytics platform. All three of these products rely on camera-based and not electronic detection. After years of working with both, we found that the sample and positional accuracy of camera-based people tracking is just flat-out superior. We have to do so much work to make electronic detection data quality acceptable that the resulting analytics often feels slighted. I swear that nearly every hour of programming effort in 2019 we spent on electronics was targeted to improving data quality. All that work helps, but it still doesn't deliver fine-grained positional accuracy. Camera feeds cover nearly 100% of the population, provide pretty accurate positioning down to very fine grain levels, and do it pretty much out of the box. Each of our new products relies on that accuracy, but none more so than the merchandising display product. The goal of that product is to make it easy to analyze display effectiveness. Believe it or not, stores often have little or no idea how well individual displays work, and that's despite the fact that merchandising is the fundamental job of the store. And while both centralized merchandising teams and local store managers will often test different configurations, I used verbal air quotes on that test because the actual feedback loops are challenging or even non-existent. Our display merchandising product is designed to solve that problem, tracks how many shoppers pass by a display, how many stop, how long those shoppers spend at the display, whether and which products they interact with, and even if they take something away. It's the rare analytics tool that solves an immediate problem and spurs easy and direct action. In my next minute, I'll dive deeper into the fascinating world of display measurement and explain some of the KPIs and how they're used. I think there are lessons here, not just for people who are doing store-based merchandising, but for people who are doing digital marketing as well.